Hate Elokai Asnacha. This is the final keynote of the group of 15 keynote, all of which were written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. As I mentioned, the last three are a single unit. The Ata Amarta contrasted the wonderful past with the parallel terrors of the Korban, while the bulk of that keynote asked, why is this happening? The ending asks how we can even wonder such a thing. It is an expression of divine justice, and everything that took place was deserved. The next kina developed the theme of Tzidu Kadin and concluded with a prayer that Hashem hearken to our repentance and listen to our prayer. This kina, Hatay Elokai Asnacha, now continues with the next step after requesting that Hashem accept our repentance and our prayers. At this point, however, the Paitan again asks that Hashem listen not to our prayer, but to the blasphemous declarations of our enemies. We ask Hashem to pay attention to the terrible Chilul Hashem, the terrible desecration of His name that takes place when enemies place the land of Israel, the Beit HaMikdash, and the people of Israel under their thumb. This is an echo of that which was stated by Moshe on that very first Tisha B'Av, when Hashem told Moshe that He was going to destroy the people after the Chet HaMeraglim, the sin of the spies. Moshe argued that if Hashem destroyed the people, the nations will doubt God's power. Thus, the very first Tisha B'Av was characterized by the threat of Chilul Hashem. And today, through this kina, we raise the same argument. So we see a progression through these three keynote, from accepting of divine justice, to repentance, to a request to end the terrible Chilul Hashem that takes place when we're in exile. In the same way that the previous two keynote changed their focus towards the end, this kina, in its final two stanzas, switches from the exclusive request that Hashem pay attention to the blasphemy of the nations, and in addition asks that Hashem listen to our tears and our cries. The final line, the conclusion of this section of 15 keynote, asks this in the most direct way possible. Ushma en katenu, v'kanei kinatenu, v'ha'er panecha al mikdashcha hashamein. Hear our cries. Be jealous on our behalf. And let your face shine on your destroyed Beit HaMikdash.